From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. U.S. and Afghanistan forces free the son of a former Pakistani leader. Security forces in Afghanistan Tuesday recovered the son of a former Pakistani prime minister after 3 years of captivity from an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Unknown gunmen kidnapped Ali Haider Gilani, son of ex-prime minister Yousaf Raza Gilani, from a 2013 election rally in his native southern city of Multan, and his whereabouts were unknown until now. In a statement released Tuesday by the foreign ministry, Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar is quoted as telling his Pakistani counterparts he's been recovered today in a joint operation carried out by the Afghan and U.S. security forces in Ghazni, Afghanistan. Speaking to VOA, Kabul's ambassador to Islamabad, Hazrat Omar Zakilwal, says steps like the recovery of Gilani will encourage efforts to improve bilateral ties between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which have been strained of late.
I hope that the cooperation between security forces continues. Elements that threatens individual or larger than individual safety and security for people on either side are treated as enemies of both sides, and that we do move on a more positive course with respect to our relationship.
Yousaf Raza Gilani was Prime Minister of Pakistan from March 2008 until April 2012. His kidnapped son made contact with the family about a year ago just to tell them that he was well. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One man was killed, three others injured, in a knife attack at a German railway station outside Munich Tuesday morning. Police spokesman Hans-Peter Kammerer said they have arrested a German man in connection with the attack, which took place around 5 a.m. local time at the station in the small town of Grafting, about 23 miles east of Munich. Police say they're still trying to determine what the man's exact remarks were, but local media report witnesses heard the assailant shout, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," during the attack, indicating an apparent Islamist motive. Officials say one of the victims, a 50-year-old man, later died of his wounds at a hospital. The names of the other victims, men aged 43, 55, and 58, have not been released. No more information about the assailant or his motives have been released either. Rodrigo Duterte, whose foul-mouthed populist campaign earned him both praise and ridicule, is the apparent winner of the Philippines presidential election. An unofficial count of the votes by a Roman Catholic poll monitoring group accredited by the government shows the 71-year-old mayor of southern Davao City with a large insurmountable lead over his nearest rivals, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas and Senator Grace Poe. With more than 90% of the vote tallied, the Parish Pastoral Council for Responsible Voting revealed that Duterte has earned nearly 39% of the vote, with Rojas pulling in just over 23% and Poe sitting in third place with about 22%. Rojas formally conceded the race Tuesday afternoon during a press conference. De Jong, he said, "I wish you success," using Duterte's nickname. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over massive parades in the center of Pyongyang Tuesday, marking the end of that country's ruling party congress, during which he solidified his grip on power. Hundreds of thousands of brightly dressed North Koreans marched through the square, named for Kim's grandfather, regime founder Kim Il-sung. Others rode floats bearing patriotic slogans as Kim Jong-un watched and waved to the crowd from a viewing balcony high above the square. The four-day Workers' Party Congress, the country's first in 36 years, ended Monday after the delegates rubber-stamped Kim's policy of pursuing economic development while simultaneously boosting the North's nuclear arsenal. The Congress also bestowed the title of party chairman on the 33-year-old Kim, establishing him as the rightful heir to his grandfather and father, former leader Kim Jong-il. And the fight between the Obama administration and North Carolina over a state law limiting public bathroom access for transgender people escalated on Monday as both sides sued each other, trading accusations of civil rights violations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.